This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
If you're always on the lookout for your next podcast obsession, this week's recommendation is one for music lovers. The Greenlight Podcast, hosted by Jarrah Quilty, is your backstage pass to the biggest gigs, festivals and artists shaping the Irish and international music scene. Every week, Jarrah sits down with musicians for honest conversations, behind-the-scenes stories and plenty of laughs. Recent guests have included Mark McCabe, reflecting on the enduring legacy of Maniac 2000, and Niall Breslin, also known as Brezzy, sharing stories from his career and beyond. New episodes are available every week on the Go Loud app and wherever you get your podcasts. And Jarrah joins me now to tell me all about the Greenlight Podcast. Jarrah, welcome to iRadio's group chat. For people who haven't discovered this podcast yet, what can listeners expect each week?
Well, this podcast is exciting for me because we want to shine a light on music and artists. And I feel maybe there has been a hole in Ireland for quite some time for independent artists, maybe more alternative artists, to have a platform to share their story or their music. So while it's kind of a juxtaposition of, you know, classic iconic guests, we had an episode with Mark McCabe, I wanted to actually hear what was happening in Ireland in the 90s. Where the hell did the song come from? Pirate radio, all that kind of crack. To bands like Gurriers and Sprints, who are like endlessly touring and on the road. And I kind of want to be, I want to shine a light on the Irish music business, you know, everybody.
You've got to chat to some incredible artists. As you said, there's some that are incredibly well known, some that are up and coming, some that maybe we will hear lots and lots of more of in the next couple of months, in the next couple of years as they get bigger. What do you think makes a great music podcast interview, in your own opinion?
It's difficult to know. I'm pretty open and I would talk to a wall. I'm also a musician, and I, outside of like podcasting or radio, I work on the road with a lot of bands. Either I play music, or in recent years I've gotten into doing a lot of like multimedia production, because like any band, for better or for worse, you can kind of promote yourself endlessly now. I think it's a positive thing. Not everybody does, you know? And what I mean by that is, you know, I've had the privilege of touring with big acts and small acts, shooting documentary films and live concert films that you can publish yourself. And from doing all this, everybody has a story to tell. It's a very interesting business. It's changed tenfold since the pandemic, the way people consume music. I mean, TikTok has changed almost everything about the music business, which is crazy. Some people love it, some people don't. But things are very different now. And for example, my interview with Sprints, you know, they don't love social media. And we sort of dive into how to kind of do it grassroots. Like, they built their fan base up by, you know, the old way, phone calls and gigs. So it's not kind of like a one shoe fits all model. So if you're a fan of live music or you're a musician, I don't want this podcast to just be for musicians only or like very niche. It's an interesting thing to get to do with your life. And I feel anybody that's doing it somewhat professionally is going to have an interesting story. And they're no two are the same, you know?
It's amazing just to tell great stories. And that's why podcasts in general, like as a genre, do so well, because you're getting to tell stories from all corners of life. And meeting musicians with incredible life stories and music stories is going to make great podcasting anyways. Mark McCabe, you've already mentioned that you chatted to him and he was looking back on Maniac 2000. Were there any stories or memories that came up in that surprised you?
Yeah, when did you start doing radio, may I ask?
I started doing radio back in like 2019. I started in community radio, and then...
So you say that back in 2019. That's like, you know, 2 weeks ago.
I suppose when you look at how long Mark McCabe has been around, it's probably only a drop in the ocean.
But so like you came up on community radio, which is interesting, but of the internet time.
Of the internet time, I would say.
You know, where Mark McCabe was doing radio in the 1990s, where there were no stations. I think it was just RTE, basically. So they set up a pirate radio station, which was, quote, illegal, end quote, at the time. And they started getting more listeners than, you know, RTE. They got so much attention that because of that time, they now have much more radio in Ireland because they were playing the music that people wanted to hear. And it was a huge underground scene. And he spoke a lot about those times. and how crazy it was. But also, pirate radio sounds like it was a big party. That he took it, he seems to have, you know, he took it really seriously from the very beginning, and he spoke a lot about it. It was Pulse FM was the name of the station he was on. This is pre-Maniac 2000. All of that led to Maniac 2000, and then he sort of walked away and quit and didn't DJ for a long time. And on the podcast, he speaks about why, he speaks about what happened, and he also speaks about what made him go back. He reappeared, I think, in, was it like 2016 at Electric Picnic? Out of nowhere, surprise guest announcement to perform Maniac for the first time in over a decade.
And like the scenes that there must have been, like, because that song is just synonymous with Ireland and going out and discos. And it's something that goes on basically every single celebration that you have, regardless of what type of celebration it is, whether it's a birthday or it's a wedding.
He spoke a lot about as well how he, you know, he just didn't like it. Which is, the whole thing, you know, we did it wrong. It was messy, and he was very honest, and he had to sort of really look like do a lot of personal work to sort of come back. Now, if you look at Mark McCabe, he's gigging everywhere and he puts on a great show. But again, there's always more than meets the eye. We just think Maniac, that's a bit of crack, was not good.
Yeah.
But what about the guy that made the song, you know? Where did it come from? How did it get, like, what happened? It's fascinating.
The Green Light Podcast is one that people are going to be searching for right now as they hear this, because they're going to want to know the answers to all those questions.
I don't even know, like, it's not episodic or a serial podcast where you got to listen in any order. You can just pick a band that you like, or if you're in a band, get in touch with us. I'm truly open to talking to anybody. I want to shine a light on all Irish music, and we have some international guests too.
I know you touched on there that you obviously tour with music quite a lot. People love hearing what happens behind the scenes at gigs and the likes. I know that this will eventually drip into your podcast in every way, but what has been one of your favorite backstage moments or stories so far?
The thing about backstage that's really interesting to me, whether you're a performer or you're working on the road, is a phenomenon that, this is industry jargon, and I apologize for if I'm sounding uppity. There's a thing called the green room hang. Have you ever heard of this before?
I have heard of it very briefly.
Green room is, you know, every single venue has a green room and a dressing room, and every single city that you go to, there are certain people that are either maybe in the media or friends or in the music business that would come to the show, and they get a pass and they come to the green room after the show. And you know, if you're in Ireland, or, you know, if there's like the festival in Galway, say, or a band comes in and they play, you know, they've been doing this for 17 or 18 nights in a row. And the thing that, I don't know, maybe it irks me, but after, you know, days 10 of the same conversation with the same people, then, hey man, oh wow, great show, oh thanks man, I work with Americans, you know, so they're all very nice. It's not what you think it is behind the scenes music at all.
Interesting.
I mean, it's amazing to be able to tour, but the reality of schlepping it on the road versus what you think, because, you know, when a band comes to town, it's a big night out. You got the tickets. You're waiting for the show. It's a month. It's a couple of weeks. Here we go. It's tonight. Up in Dublin, they had a couple. There's no Longitude Festival this year, so they've replaced that with more gigs up in Dublin. So I think they've done like 9 shows in Marley Park. And, you know, Olivia Dean, probably the biggest, one of the biggest artists of the last year. She did 2 nights.
Yes, I was there for one of them. It was amazing.
I'd say it was amazing. 35,000 people each night, 70,000 tickets. Oh my God.
I actually think it was 40,000 each night.
40,000 a night.
Which was incredible. It's mad to see what that must be like behind the scenes in the green room hang. I'm not famous enough to be in the green room hang.
It's not about fame. Yet. It's just, it's a funny thing where you think when you're backstage, it's a really cool thing, but really it's actually work.
Mental.
And it's the same thing every day for these people. And even sometimes you'll only be in a city for... I just did a recent European tour with an American artist named Theo Katzman, who will be on the Green Light podcast.
Little plug.
We did 20 days on the road. I can't remember how many shows, but some spots we were only in for 6 hours.
That's intense.
You know, yeah. You'd be in Oslo, Norway. You get to the venue at 4 o'clock. The show would be at 8. And then you'd be back on the road after the show's over at 11.
You nearly probably feel like you're coming
to the next place.
Yeah.
It's like a traveling circus.
Yeah, and it's amazing, I'm sure, in every way, but also it comes with its challenges, of course. If you could book absolutely anyone for the Green Light podcast, whether they are living or dead, who would it be and why? Big question for you, Dara. I realize that there are...
Living or dead?
Living or dead.
Oh, I want to speak. I would love to interview John Lennon.
Yes, absolutely.
Or to have had the opportunity to interview John Lennon. because he doesn't, it feels, I feel like one of the greatest artists of, you know, the last 100 years, I get the sense from watching all the Beatles stuff that he took it seriously with realizing how silly it all was. There's a very famous clip of John Lennon. You know that he had a lot of super fans.
He did.
I think it was a super fan that may have ended his life in New York, maybe. But you can look this up on YouTube. There's a clip of John Lennon talking to like a stalker, essentially, a grown man who is outside his house in the US. And he's convinced that himself and John Lennon are kindred spirits and that John Lennon songs are about him. You know, I guess when you're famous, you get this. And John Lennon goes out and just talks to him. And he's like, they're just words, man. I don't even remember writing it. They're just words. They're just rhymes. They don't mean anything. So that's funny to me. There's a lot of people in music, you know, they take it very seriously and act like it's a big thing. But sometimes it's just fun.
Yeah, that's the opposite. And it would have made a really good podcast episode for sure.
You know, he seems like, he just seemed cool. And he was such a visionary. And I feel he was the most punk rock member of the Beatles, you know.
What about Irish artists? Who would be your dream interview?
You know who I love at the moment? I've actually loved them all the way up, is the band Florence Road.
Amazing. I've actually,
and I don't mean that in a cliche way because they're big. I've been watching them write their own music and use the internet as an instrument to further their career. And I know they're signed probably now to a major record label. I think they just signed a deal with Olivia Rodrigo.
They have opened for her before. I actually had the pleasure of interviewing Florence Road, and they are sensational. And I do hope that they do appear on the Green Line podcast at some stage with you, because they would be a fantastic band to interview for something like that and really see the behind the scenes story that led them to this moment. Are there any Green Line gigs coming up before I let you go, Dara? I want to know, did we hear that the next one could be in Galway?
Yes, every bank holiday weekend, the Green Line gigs are happening. If you Google it, you will find them. And all the artist announcements. I think if you just Google Greenlight concerts, you'll find it. And we talk about it on the podcast and have the different bands on. It's a very cool thing happening all year in all counties across Ireland, Greenlight gigs. Yeah, there'll be one in August bank holiday weekend. Very exciting all weekend long. And the acts will be up on the website. If you Google Greenlight gigs, you'll find it.
Dara, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. A privilege chatting to you. I'm looking forward to listening to the Greenlight podcast myself on the Go Light app.
Unfortunately, I won't be having John Lennon on, but really and truly, if you happen to be in a band and listening to the show, Instagram at Dara Quilty, I'd love to interview any. You don't need to have a manager, you don't need to be on a major record label. I want to shine light on Irish music, so please reach out to us.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.